Welcome to the audio version of the thematic history trail National Socialism in Munich. In the next hour and a half, we will be accompanying you on a route that takes you past historic places, sites and buildings connected with the rise of the Nazis and the history of National Socialism.
The tour through the city is marked on the map you have in your hand. Next to some of the places, you will find a headphones symbol and a number. To find out more about the historical significance of these places, just select the corresponding track on the MP3 player. In addition to the information you will find in the booklet, the audio also includes personal statements on certain topics by contemporary eyewitnesses, as well as commentaries by people who have studied particular aspects of the history of National Socialism in Munich.
The tour begins at Marienplatz. Here, the swastika flag, the symbol of the Nazi regime of terror, flew above the new town hall between 1933 and 1945. The Nazi state changed life in the city fundamentally. On 2 August 1935, the honorary title, Capital of the Movement, was conferred in Munich by Adolf Hitler, who also designated the city Capital of German Art. The regime thus emphasized Munich's role as an ideological reference point and as a future center of art and culture in the Third Reich.
The local Nazi elite made enormous efforts to live up to the expectations of the Führer. In 1933, party functionaries such as the clerk Karl Fiehler and the former stable boy Christian Weber rose to occupy leading positions. Men like Fiehler and Weber owed their careers in the local party apparatus primarily to their status as party veterans and to their proximity to Hitler. It was also men like these who gave Munich the dubious distinction of pioneering the implementation of Nazi ideology, particularly the persecution of the Jews. Measures conceived and carried out in Munich were used as models for the Reich.
In March 1933, for instance, one of the first concentration camps was established in the neighboring town of Dachau. This camp served as a prototype for the Nazi concentration camp system. On 9 November 1938, it was from Munich that the signal came for the brutal and centrally directed campaign of aggression against the Jews. What became known as the Reichspogromnacht, or Night of Pogroms, began with an inflammatory speech by Propaganda Minister Joseph Goebbels in the old town hall. You will find the next historic site in Kardinal-Faulhaber-Straße.